Support for Classical Music According to Yehuda comes from the Lathrop Communities, serving older adults in the Quaker tradition for over 25 years, offering independent living on two campuses in Northampton and East Hampton, Massachusetts. Lathrop.Kendall.org. In this week's Classical Music According to Yehuda, Alan Chartok and Yehuda Hanani continue their conversation about the influence of Rossini, who died 150 years ago this year.
Yehuda Hanani, you know, I often think of the ugly duckling, you know, the duck who turned into a swan. That reminds me to ask you about the relationship between Rossini and Flanders and Swan.
Well, he was such a major influence on people who wrote vaudeville, and comic operas and cabaret generations after his death. And this includes this rather eccentric British couple, Flanders and Swan, and we are going to sample some of their music, especially their patter. I'm not sure they're as popular in this country, but they were amazingly brilliant and witty. So what they did in this particular case is they took the last movement of Mozart's horn concerto and fitted it with fast-moving words about a person who wanted to play the horn, who lost the horn, he cannot find the horn. It is hilarious and brilliantly done. Let's enjoy this British wit, the ill-winded horn concerto.
I once had a whim and I had to obey it to buy a French horn in a second-hand shop. I polished it up and I started to play it in spite of the neighbors who begged me to stop. Sound my horn, I had to develop my embouchure. I found my horn was a bit of a devil to play, so artfully wound to give you a sound, a beautiful sound, so rich and round. Oh, the hours I had to spend before I mastered it in the end. But that was yesterday, and just today I looked in the usual place. There was the case, but the horn itself was missing. Where can it have gone? Haven't you? Hasn't anyone seen my horn? Where can it have gone? What a blow! Now I know I'm unable to play my Allegro. Who swiped that horn? I bet you a quid somebody did. Knowing I found a concerto and wanted to play it, afraid of my talent at playing the horn. For early today, to my utter dismay, it had vanished away like the dew in the morn. Tootie. That horn, I know I was using it yesterday. I've lost that horn, found that horn, gone. The stock of my chosen I didn't pay a reward. I know some hearty folk whose party jokes pretended to hunt with the corn. Gone away, was it one of them took it away? Will you kindly return that horn? Oh, where is the devil who pinched my horn? I shall tell the police I want that French horn back. I miss its music more and more and more. Without that horn, I'm feeling sad and so forlorn. I found a concerto and wanted to play it this way. My talent of playing the horn, but early today, to my utter dismay, it had totally vanished away. I practiced the horn and I wanted to play it, but somebody took it away. I practiced the horn and was longing to play it, but somebody took it away. My neighbor's asleep in his bed. I'll soon make him wish he were dead. I'll take up the tuba instead. Wah, wah.
Ill Wind from the CD box set The Complete Flanders and Swan. Before that, Alan Chartok speaking with Yehuda Hanani in our segment, Classical Music According to Yehuda. For information about Yehuda's Close Encounters with Music series in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, visit cewm.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.